释放信息的弟兄，我们为他来举手祷告。
And we also lift up the brother who translates as well.
为着翻译的弟兄，我们也为他祷告。
Father, we ask that you would truly bring us closer to you today, Lord.
父啊，但愿今天你把我们真是带到你自己的身边。
Lord, once again, we lift up this time into your hands.
再一次，我们把以下的时间交在你手中。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
We give our time now to Brother Ed.
我们把时间交给我们的 Ed 弟兄。
Well, good morning. It's good to be with you.
很高兴和弟兄姊妹在一起。
As we come again to study God's precious word,
当我们一同来在一起读主的话的时候，
I remind you of a principle of Bible study that is absolutely indispensable.
我再一次提醒弟兄姊妹，读经的最重要的原则是没有办法没有它就不行的一个原则。
And that principle is total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
这个原则就是完全的相信神的圣灵。
Listen please to this wonderful verse from John 6 and verse 45.
请读这个约翰第六章的第四十五节。
Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
凡听见父子教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
How do I know if I'm taught of God?
我怎么知道是父来教训我呢？
How do you know if you're taught of God?
你怎么知道是父在教训你呢？
John 6 says, everyone who's taught of God comes to Jesus.
因为约翰福音说，第六章说，凡是父所教训的，就来到主面前。
If it doesn't lead to Jesus, it's not from God.
如果呢，你不被带到主面前呢，那表示说那个教训不是从父来的。
We want to be taught of God this morning.
今天早上呢，我们希望父来亲自来教导我们。
We want to behold the Lord Jesus.
我们今天要看耶稣。
Let's bow together and ask the Lord to teach us.
让我们一同祷告，让神来亲自教导我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning.
亲爱的父啊，今天早晨我们再一次来感谢你。
That you have put the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
你把圣灵放在我们的心里。
We know it's your delight to unveil the Lord Jesus.
你实在是乐意把主耶稣基督启示在我们的里面。
We are strangers here. We're pilgrims on this earth.
我们在地上是寄居的，是客旅。
We do not know the way.
我们不晓得当怎样走。
Teach us, we pray.
我们祷告，求你自己来教导我们。
Show us the Lord Jesus.
把耶稣基督指示给我们。
Take us forward in the truth of the risen life.
把我们带到那个复活生命的真理当中。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Well, I'll ask you to turn to John chapter 11, please.
请弟兄姊妹翻到约翰福音第十一章。
We're looking together at the three miracles, the resurrection miracles that Jesus performed.
我们来读到三件耶稣基督所行的叫死人复活的神迹。
When Jesus ministered on the earth, he raised three different people.
当主耶稣在地上服事的时候，他叫三个不同的人从死里复活。
He raised the only son of the widow of Nain.
他把拿恩寡妇的独生子呢，叫他从死里复活。
He raised the only daughter of Jairus.
他叫亚鲁的独生女从死里复活。
And he raised the only brother of Mary and Martha.
并且他叫 马大和玛利亚的唯一的兄弟从死里复活。
Those three miracles of resurrection are a picture.
这个三个神迹呢是图画。
They picture the truth of the risen life.
他把复活生命的真理呢呈现在我们面前。
The first miracle shows us how the risen life begins.
第一个神迹告诉我们这复活的生命是怎样开始的。
The second miracle shows us how the risen life continues.
第二个神迹呢告诉我们这复活的生命是怎样持续的。
And the third miracle that we'll look at this morning shows us how the risen life ends.
第三个神迹就是今天早上我们要说看的乃是告诉我们复活的生命是怎样达到终点。
I want you to notice, please, in those three miracles,
我希望弟兄姊妹记得在这个三个神迹当中
that those resurrections happened to people who were at a different stage of corruption.
我们知道在三个神迹呢是发生在三个不同的人在不同的败坏当中。
In other words, the little girl was at the point of death.
我们知道那个小女孩是在快要死的时候。
The young man had been dead for about one day.
那个少年人呢，死了差不多一天了。
And we read about Lazarus that he was dead for four days.
我们看到拉撒路的时候，他已经死了四天了。
Martha, you remember, his sister was reluctant to roll the stone away.
你知道这个马大呢，很不愿意把那个坟墓的石头挪开。
Glance at verse 39, please.
请你读到39节。
Lord, by this time there will be a stench.
马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了。
For he's been dead for four days.
因为他死了已经四天了。
The King James Version says, Lord, by this time he stinketh.
在另外一个版本说，在这个时候呢，他已经是臭得要死。
You notice they're all equally dead.
你知道他们都是死的。
But they don't equally smell.
但是呢他们的臭味呢不同。
There are degrees of corruption.
他们败坏的程度不同。
They all need resurrection.
他们都需要复活。
But some are more corrupted than the others.
但有一些呢是比另外一些更败坏。
Some Christians who have not entered into the risen life, which is Christ,
有些基督徒呢还没有经历到复活的生命就是基督
have lives that are very corrupt
他们的生活呢是非常败坏
their lives stinketh
他们的生活呢是很臭的
they desperately need life in Christ
他们实在是需要在基督里的生命
but there are other Christians who have a name that they're alive but they're dead too
有些基督徒呢按照名是活的但是他们其实是死的。
It's just that nobody smells them yet.
因为他的臭气还没有显出来。
They're still dead.
他们其实是死的。
But they haven't been exposed.
他们还没有完全的那个败坏。
They're not involved in the grosser and the vile sins.
他们还没有犯到那个非常大可恶的罪。
But they're equally dead.
但是他们仍然也是死的。
Some Christians in the spiritual realm haven't even sat up yet.
有些基督徒呢，在他们属灵的光景中，他还没有坐起来。
The glory of the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
那个主耶稣福音的荣耀。
Is that Jesus offers life to every stage of corruption.
主耶稣呢，不论你败坏的程度怎样，主耶稣都能赐给你新的生命。
Let me review just a little bit of what we've looked at and then we'll move on to our story.
让我们简单的复习一下我们所提过的然后我们要往前再交通新的。
The first miracle tells us how the risen life begins.
第一个神迹呢告诉我们复活的生命是怎样开始的。
In this miracle, God doesn't give us the details, just the great foundation.
在这个神迹里面呢神没有把很多的细节告诉我们只是把那个最重要的根基告诉我们。
It's all by the grace of God.
那里告诉我们说，一切都是出于神的恩典。
It's all because of the love of the Lord.
这一切都是因着神的爱。
It's all by the mighty power of God to turn things around.
一切都是出于神的大能改变一切。
It's always redemptive.
一切都是有救赎性质的。
You remember in that first miracle, the dead man sat up and spoke.
你记得第一个神迹里面那个死人呢坐起来了并且呢说话。
And the story ends.
然后呢故事就这样结束了。
That's how it begins.
这是一切开始。
You know you're alive, you sit up.
你知道你活着你坐起来了。
And you have many questions.
并且你里面有很多的疑问。
Last evening we looked at the second miracle of resurrection.
昨天晚上呢，我们读到第二个神迹。
How the risen life continues.
复活的生命怎样持续
？Jairus illustrates the kind of faith that's necessary to enter into that life.
耶鲁呢，告诉我们那个。我们所需要的信心怎样能够持续在这个复活的生命当中
Jairus had an imperfect faith.
我们知道耶鲁有一个不完全的信心
But he had a desire to believe.
但是他有一个相信的愿望
God doesn't require more than imperfect faith.
神实在是需要一个只要我们有一个不完全的信心就够了
Jairus' daughter did more than sit up and talk.
我们看到耶鲁的女儿呢他不仅坐起来，不仅讲话而已。
When the risen life continues, Jesus takes your hand.
当复活的生命持续的时候，我们看到主呢，拉住他的手。
Picture of union with Christ.
这是与主联合的一个图画。
And then the Bible says that she started to walk.
圣经们告诉我们说，这个女孩子起来复活以后，她开始走路。
But it was a miracle walk.
因为这，但是这是一个在神迹里面的一个走路。
She was able to obey an impossible command.
她能够顺服那个不可绝不可能的一个命令。
When the risen life continues, you not only hold Jesus' hand, but you live a supernatural life.
当复活的生命持续的时候，你不但是被主的手抓住，并且呢，你有能力。能够顺服主那个不可能顺服的命令。
And you remember she rose hungry.
你记得这女孩子起来以后她觉得饥饿。
Jesus said, give her something to eat.
主耶稣吩咐说拿点东西给她吃。
The spiritual life needs to be nourished.
因为属灵的生命需要喂养。
It needs to be fed.
需要被喂养。
That was the second miracle.
我们知道这个是第二个神迹。
Walking with Jesus,
与主同行
able now to obey,
能够有能力顺服
and hungry to know the Lord,
并且里面有认识主的那个饥渴
Now where do we go from there?
那么下一步应该是怎么走呢
That brings us to this third miracle of resurrection.
就带着我们到第三个复活的神迹中
Once again, the truth of God is too large.To be pictured by one picture.
神的真理呢太大了，一张图画是不够把它说明的完全。
Lazarus can't tell the whole story.
那个拉撒路不能够把所有真理告诉我们。
So God gives us Lazarus to tell one part of the story.
所以主用那个拉撒路呢告诉我们一部分的真理。
And Mary and Martha to tell the other part of the story.
再用这个马大跟那个玛利亚呢，告诉我们另外一个部分的真理。
In fact, it's more than Mary and Martha. It's Mary and Martha and all the believers.
不但是神用马大和玛利亚，并且呢，加上所有的信徒。
Mary and Martha illustrate the intimate family.
马大玛利亚告诉我们是他们是一个非常亲密的家庭。
And the other believers around the graveside picture the rest of the friends and the family.
那么其他的信徒呢来告诉我们是这个家庭以外的朋友跟邻舍。
In other words, as Jairus illustrated the faith of the individual.
在耶鲁身上我们看到是一个个人的信心。
Mary, Martha, and all the believers now illustrate the faith of the group.
但是借着马大、玛利亚和他那些朋友呢，那些信徒呢，来告诉我们是一个团体的信心。
Now God brings the church into the picture.
然后现在呢，神要把那个教会呢带到这个图画里。
He brings the body into the picture.
他把那个基督的身体带到这个带到这个图画里。
The whole family.
整个家庭都带到这个图画里。
Now it's only God that can raise the dead.
我们只有神能够叫人从死里复活。
But now he involves his people to have a part in that.
但是现在呢，他要叫他的百姓呢，在其中有份。
And so we're going to look three times at the story.
所以我们现在看到复活生命的第三次看到复活生命的神迹。
What does God have to teach Mary and Martha before they can have a part in resurrection life?
主要教导玛利亚和马大。的真理到底是什么呢？叫他们还没有有份于这个复活的神迹以前，主要教导他们什么呢
？How is he going to use the body in the resurrection life？
他怎样用基督的身体呢，使他有份于复活的生命呢
？And then how does Lazarus picture the climax of the risen life？
然后呢，我们要看这个拉撒路呢是怎样来表明这个复活生命的一个。总集的目标。
All right, let's look at Mary and Martha and what they must learn as part of the intimate family.
让我们来看这个马大、玛利亚他所需要学的功课，让他们在这个亲密的家庭中需要学的功课。
Please follow along as I read verses 1-6.
请我们一起读第一节到第六节。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的患病的拉撒路，是他的兄弟。
So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so the Son of God might be glorified by it.
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路。
So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地忍住了两天。
Now, we know from these 6 verses that Jesus is going to deal with this problem.
从这个六节圣经里面，我们知道说主耶稣要对付这个问题。
But he's going to deal with it in an unusual way.
主耶稣呢，要用一个不寻常的方法来处理这个问题。
Not unusual from his viewpoint.
在主耶稣来讲，这并不是不寻常的一件事。
But from the standpoint of man,Very strange dealing of God.
但是从人的角度来看的话，这个是一个非常不寻常的方法。
There's no question Jesus loved this family.
主耶稣爱这个家庭是没有疑问的。
In verse 3, we read that the sisters appealed to that love.
我们知道在第三节里面呢，这个两个姐妹呢就借着这个爱呢来请求主耶稣。
He whom you love is sick, they said.
他们对主说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
They didn't say he who loves you is sick.
他并没有说那爱你的人病了。
They said he who you love is sick.
他们说你所爱的人病了。
Isn't that a wonderful way to pray for a sick person?
这是一个你要为病人祷告的，这是一个最好的祷告的方式。
They didn't ask anything. They just presented it before the Lord.
他并没有求问一切事情，他只是把这个事情摆到主面前。
If you look at verse 5, you see Jesus loved Martha and Mary too.
你知道在第五节里面我们知道说主耶稣也爱马达也爱玛利亚。
If you look at verse 11, Jesus called Lazarus his friend.
你知道第十一节的时候你知道主耶稣叫他叫马拉撒路是他的朋友。
So Jesus loved this family.
你知道主耶稣实在是爱这个家庭。
That's why verse 4 is so confusing.
所以呢第四节圣经呢就变成非常有疑惑的。
When Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God.
耶稣听见就说这病不至于死乃是为神的荣耀。
I can't prove this, but I have an idea that they sighed with relief when they got that word.
我没办法证明但是呢我可以猜想说他们听到这句话以后他们心里面就放心了。
They sent a messenger to Jesus and the messenger came back with that word.
他们叫打发人去问主耶稣那打发人的人呢被打发的人回来以后告诉他们说
The sickness is not unto death.
主耶稣说这个病不至于死。
If my Lillian were very ill,
如果我的姊妹 Lillian 很病重的话
and the doctor said, this sickness is not unto death,
如果医生说这病不至于死
I would sigh with great relief.
我里面就放下很大的心
I would say, praise God, she's going to live.
我又说赞美主她要活的
Seemed like such a clear word.
看起来这是非常清楚的一个答案
This sickness is not unto death.
这个病不至于死
Sometimes a clear word's not so clear.
有时候呢很清楚的话呢其实不很清楚。
It must have been a great shock to Martha and Mary and the family.
对于这个马大玛利亚这个家庭来讲一定是很大的这个惊奇。
Instead of recovering, he got weaker and weaker and weaker.
我们看到他的病呢越来越重。
And finally, he breathed his last breath.
最后呢他吐出他最后一口气。
How could they misunderstand such a clear word?
他们怎能够误解这么清楚的一个答案呢?
Of course, God hasn't called us to understand, He's only called us to believe.
但是主耶稣神呢没有要求我们明白他乃是要求我们相信。
To add to that confusion, we have verses 5 and 6.
然后叫我们更疑惑的是困惑的是我们有第五节跟第六节。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
他们告诉我们说主耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子。
So when he heard he was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
主耶稣听到扎撒罗病了以后他在所住的地又待了两天。
He asked, what kind of love is that?
你要问说这是什么样的爱呢?
Is that a way to treat your friends?
这是对待你朋友的一个方法吗?
When he heard he was sick, he stayed 2 days longer where he was.
他听到拉撒路病的时候呢，他在所住的地多待了两天。
He deliberately stayed away.
主耶稣呢，刻意的多留了两天。
By the time he finally arrived, Lazarus had been dead 4 days.
当他终于到他们家的时候呢，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
He didn't even show up for the funeral.
主耶稣呢连葬礼都没办法参加。
I believe the heart of the Lord is revealed in the statements that were made by Mary and Martha.
我想主耶稣的心呢是在马大玛利亚说的话里面表明出来。
Look please at verse 21.
请你读21节。
Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大对耶稣说主啊你若早在这里我兄弟必不死。
Then look at verse 32, please.
请读32节。
Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里看见他就伏伏在他脚前说主啊你若早在这里我兄弟必不死。
Now, is that true?
这是真的吗?
If the Lord had come, do you think Lazarus would have died?
主耶稣如果早到的话,拉撒路会死吗?
If Christ came when they expected him, do you think he would have cured Lazarus?
当主耶稣照着他们所期待的到他们中间，你觉得主耶稣会把拉撒路治活吗？
I think perhaps he would have.
我想说他可能会如此做。
If he did, Christ would have been revealed.
如果主耶稣这样做的话，主耶稣所显明的是
as the one who prevents death.
说明主耶稣所显明的是他能够阻止人死亡。
But he had a higher purpose.
当主耶稣有一个更高的目的。
He didn't want to be revealed as the one who prevents death.
主耶稣呢，不要叫我们知道说他仅仅是拦住我们死亡而已。
He wanted to be revealed as the one who overcomes death.
他让我们向我们所显明的乃是他能够胜过死亡。
As you come to the end of the risen life,
当你走到这个复活生命的尽头的时候，
He's going to reveal himself as an overcomer.
他要向我们显明他是一个得胜者。
Naturally, we would rather have a God that prevents.
很自然的，我们希望神能够阻止一些坏事发生。
Than a God that overcomes.
我们不太喜欢这个得胜的神。
We say, save me from.
我们说，主啊，救我脱离。
Save me from this financial disaster.
救我脱离这个财务上的问题。
Save me from these terrible circumstances.
救我脱离这个非常可怕的光景。
Save me from this broken family.
救我脱离这个破碎的家庭。
Deliver me from this disease.
救我脱离这个可怕的疾病。
The Bible says Jesus was glad when he heard Lazarus die.
但圣经里面告诉我们说，当主耶稣听到拉撒路死的时候呢，主耶稣心中很高兴。
He was glad because now he could show himself as the one who overcomes.
他高兴，因为现在他有机会来表明他自己是一个得胜者。
By this loving delay, Jesus wanted them to have a greater vision of himself.
从这个从爱发出来的迟延呢，神要让他们知道主自己。
Knowing Jesus more deeply is better than any deliverance.
能够认识基督，从更深处来认识基督，是比一切的拯救更宝贵。
If Mary and Martha as a picture of the church,
如果马大玛利亚是教会的一个图画，
are going to be able to have a part in another brother rising from the dead.
如果他们要有份于他们的兄弟从死里复活的神迹的话，
they must know Jesus as the one who overcomes.
他必须要认识基督是一得胜的人。
Death is man's most unsolvable problem.
因为死亡是人没办法解决的问题。
It's called the last enemy to be destroyed.
这个在圣经里面称为是末后的敌人。
If the Lord can solve man's most unsolvable problem,
如果主耶稣能够解决人所不能解决的问题，
If he can conquer the last enemy to be destroyed,
如果他能够胜过我们最后的仇敌而把他毁灭的话，
Can't he give victory over every enemy?
难道他就不能向所有的仇敌得胜吗？
Can't he solve every problem?
难道他不能解决任何其他的问题吗？
And so God now begins to show the church that he is the overcomer.
所以他神呢要向他的教会启示他是得胜者。
But Mary and Martha needed to learn a second thing.
那马大玛利亚呢需要第二个功课学习。
They had no idea that he was preparing them for this.
他们呢不晓得主耶稣是预备他们来接受这个新的功课。
Listen to what Jesus said to Martha, please, in verse 23.
请读二三节，看主耶稣怎样对马大说。
Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
主耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
When Martha heard that, her response shows she believed it.
从马大的回答里面看到，马大是在相信这句话。
In verse 24, she gives this answer.
在马第二四节，她告诉这个。
Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
马大说, 我知道在末日复活的时候, 他必复活。
Martha believed in the resurrection.
马大相信复活,
as a doctrine.
他当作那个教义来相信,
as a tenet of her faith.
也当作那个信仰的根基,
part of the catechism.
是一个那个信仰教条里面的一个,
she had no doubt that at the end there would be a resurrection.
她对于这个到末世的时候人要复活这一点她一点没有怀疑。
She was not a Sadducee.
她不是像撒都盖人一样。
She believed her brother would rise again.
她相信她的兄弟呢要在最后呢要会复活。
But if she, representing the church, would ever have a part in someone else rising,
但是如果她代表教会能够有份于使别的人从死里复活的话,
she had to learn that doctrine is not the object of faith.
她必须要学习信仰的教导呢不是我们相信的对象。
Verse 25 and 26, please.
请读25、26两节。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣对他说, 复活在我,
he who believes in me will live even if he dies.
信我的人虽然死了,
and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
反活着信我的人,
and then he asked, do you believe this?
然后他问他说,
I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣说, 复活在我, 生命也在我。
Martha had been looking at something called resurrection.
马大呢, 他看到一个叫做复活这件事。
But she didn't have her eyes focused on the Lord.
但是她没有, 注意到主的身上。
There's a great temptation to look to doctrine instead of Jesus.
我们知道我们都那个受这个, 我们有时候呢看教义呢而不看耶稣。
For example, some folks look to a doctrine called eternal security.
有的人呢看到这个永远得救的凭据的教条。
They say, I believe, I'm secure, there's a doctrine, it says, I am secure.
因为他们说我相信我是平安的因为有一个教条说是永远的得救。
The doctrine of eternal security never secured a flea.
这个教条呢，永远得救的教条呢，没办法是一个
a bug.
Okay. 没办法，甚至叫一个跳蚤那个平安。
My point is that I'm safe because Jesus is my keeper.
我的意思是说。 我所以得救平安是因为主耶稣是我的保守者。
It's a person keeping me, not a doctrine.
是这个人, 主耶稣这个人来保护我, 不是这个教义教条。
I know some Christians who can't wait for heaven.
我知道有些基督徒呢, 一直想要到天堂去。
They expect heaven to do what only Jesus can do.
他们盼望说在天堂呢, 能够, 其实只有主耶稣能够做的事。
Heaven won't do a thing for you.
因为除了主呢, 天堂没办法改变你什么。
It won't do a thing for me.
天堂也不能改变我什么。
I've heard people say, I can't wait to go to heaven, no more sin.
有时候我听到人说, 我是盼望到天上去, 因为天上没有罪恶。
I can't wait to die and get rid of this old sin nature.
有人说, 是盼望这个肉身死掉, 所以我就把这个老我就取掉了。
God will not share his glory with another.
神呢绝对不和任何其他事物呢来分享他的荣耀。
He won't share his glory with death.
他绝对不和死亡分享他的荣耀。
And he won't share his glory with heaven.
他也不会和天堂呢分享他的荣耀。
1 John 3:2 says, when we see him, we'll be like him.
在约翰一书第三章第二节说, 我们必要看他, 我们必要像他。
William Cowper was a hymn writer.
我们知道这个有一个弟兄叫做William Cowper, 他是一个写诗的人。
He's the one who wrote, There is a fountain filled with blood and so on.
他有首诗歌第90首, 就是他写的。
He wrote a hymn called Hatred of Sin.
他写了一个诗叫做恨恶罪恶。
It's not in your hymnal.
他在这个我们的诗歌本里面没有这首诗。
We don't usually sing about hatred of sin.
我们通常不会唱这种恨恶罪恶的诗歌。
He was very grieved by sin in his life.
他为着他身上的罪恶呢，他常常忧伤。
And verse 5 of his song, here are the words.
在第五节，他写的诗歌的第五节呢是这样子。
But oh, no foe invades the bliss.
没有个仇敌呢可以侵占这样的祝福。
When glory crowns the Christian's head.
当基督徒的头上呢戴上荣耀的冠冕的时候。
One view of Jesus as he is,
只要我们能够看到一瞥我们主耶稣
will strike all sin forever dead.
所有的罪恶呢都要永远的败亡。
Isn't that a wonderful sentence?
这个是非常奇妙的一句话。
It's not heaven that strikes sin dead.
这不是天堂能够把罪除去。
When we see him, we'll be like him.
当我们看见主的时候呢，我们必要像他。
One view of Jesus will strike all sin forever dead.
只要我们能看到主耶稣一瞥呢，所有的罪恶就要脱去了。
Martha had the faith to believe someday down the road.
马大呢有这个信心，他说有一天。
My brother will rise again.
我的兄弟要复活。
She believed in the doctrine.
他相信这个教义。
Jesus said, "Your faith should not be in a doctrine." I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
The church must learn to focus on Christ as the object of faith.
教会呢，必须要学习，基督才是我们信心的对象。
Is it true in the future that the dead will rise?
是的，在将来呢，死人要复活。
Yes.
是的。
But why is it true?
为什么这个是一个事实呢?
Because Jesus will be there to make sure it happens.
因为主耶稣呢会在那里，所以呢这事情一定会发生。
Martha, you don't have to wait. I'm here right now.
马大呀，你不需要等到那一天，因为我就在这里啊，我就在现在就在这里。
I'm the same Jesus that is alive now that's going to be alive then.
我是这个同一个耶稣，我现在活着，以后也要活着。
God wants to use the church to help others rise.
神要用教会呢，使别的人从死里复活。
But first, they must learn that Jesus is the overcomer of everything.
但是教会必须要学习，耶稣基督是胜过一切的得胜者。
And they must focus on Christ alone.As the object of their faith.
并且他必须要注意主耶稣基督是我们信心的唯一的对象。
When the body of Christ settles on those two issues,
当基督的身体教会能够清楚明白这两点的时候，
Christ is the overcomer.
主耶稣是得胜者。
He's the object of my faith.
他是我们信心的对象。
They're ready to help others enter the risen life.
那么教会能够帮助别人呢，能够经历复活的生命。
Now God brings in the other believers.
那现在呢，主耶稣神呢就把别的其他的信徒也带到这个图画里。
I'd like to read from verse 38 to 44, please.
请读38节到44节。
So Jesus again, being deeply moved within, came to a tomb.
耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前。
It was a cave and a stone was lying against it.
那坟墓是一个洞，有一块石头挡着。
Jesus said, "Remove the stone."
耶稣说，你们把这石头挪开。
Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, "Lord, by this time there'll be a stench, for he's been dead 4 days."
那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。
Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
So they removed the stone.
他们就把石头挪开。
Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me.
耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it.
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的人，叫他们信。
So they may believe that you have sent me.
叫他们信是你差了我来。
And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
说了这话就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。
The man who had died came forth.
那死人就出来了。
Bound hand and foot with wrappings.
手脚裹着布。
And his face was wrapped around with a cloth.
脸上包着手巾。
And Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go.
耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
Jesus gave two commands to Mary, Martha, and all the believers.
主耶稣呢，对告诉马大、玛利亚还有那些信徒呢，两个命令。
First, in verse 39, roll the stone away.
我们看第一个是在39节，把石头挪开。
Verse 44, unbind him and let him go.
第二个是在44节说解开，叫他走。
When Lazarus came out of the grave, he was alive, but he was still in his grave clothes.
当拉撒路复活以后呢，从坟墓里出来的时候呢，他虽然是活的，但是他穿的是那个葬礼的衣服。
He was bound from head to toe.
他从头到脚呢都被绑起来了。
That means he was blind because the wrappings were around his eyes.
就告诉我们说，他那时候看不到什么，因为那个布呢包住他的眼睛。
That means he was mute because the wrappings were around his mouth.
就表示说他没有办法讲话，因为他那个布呢绑住他的嘴巴。
He couldn't hear very well because the wrapping was around his ears.
而他也不能够听清楚，因为那个布呢绑在他的耳朵上。
He couldn't serve very well because his hands were tied up.
他也没有办法服侍，因为他的手都被绑起来了。
He couldn't walk because his legs were tied up.
他不能走，因为他的脚也被绑起来了。
That description plays on your imagination.
在这个形容的当中呢，我们可以想象。
Especially if you have a weird imagination like I do.
如果你的想象很丰富的话，像我一样。
Jesus said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
主耶稣大声说，拉撒路出来。
How did he do that?
那拉撒路怎么出来呢？
Did he float out?
他飘出来的吗？
Did he hop out?
说他是那蹦蹦跳出来的吗？
Did he lay down and roll out?
他是在滚出来的吗？
Did he shuffle out?
或是他这个震动出来的？
That's a scene never to be forgotten.
所以你看到这个情况的话，你永远不会忘记。
Picture it if you were there.
想想看，如果你在那天在那当场的话。
I probably wouldn't have been there long. Or run away.
我想说我大概不会在那边待太久，我要跑掉了。
Let me say a few words about these two wonderful commands. Take the stone away, loose him, and let him go.
让我们思想这两个非常惊奇的命令，就是把石头挪开，解开，叫他走。
If the church is ever going to be involved in helping others come to the risen life,
当教会能够叫别的人能够经历到复活生命的话，
they not only must see Christ as the overcomer,
他们不单单要看到主耶稣是得胜者，
have Christ as the only object of their faith，
不但要看到主耶稣是他们信心的对象，
but they must learn how to roll the stone away，
他也必须要学习如何把石头挪开，
and they must learn how to take off the grave clothes，
他们也必须要学习怎样把这个布解开。
Roll the stone away，
把石头挪开。
Why did Jesus command the saints to roll the stone away?
为什么主耶稣告诉这些圣徒把石头挪开呢？
Was it because he couldn't do it himself?
难道主耶稣不能自己把石头挪开吗？
We know better than that.
我们知道当然他可能。
A heavier stone than the stone that was at the door of the grave.
就是比这个 坟墓门口的石头，更重的石头
，was rolled away when Jesus said, "Come forth."
主要是当他说是出来也被滚开了。
If Jesus could roll away the stone of death,
如果神基督能够把这个死亡的这个石头能够挪开的话
，He could certainly roll away that little pebble in front of the grave.
他实在是能够把这个小石头能够挪开。
He taught his people that if you had faith the size of a mustard, you could move a mountain.
主耶稣对他门徒说：“你如果有像芥菜种一样小的信心的话，你能够使一个大山挪开。”
He could have brought Lazarus right through the stone without moving it.
主耶稣可以把拉撒路直接呢，从坟墓里呢带出来，并且能够穿过这个石头带出来。
But he wanted his people to have a part.
但是主耶稣希望他的信徒呢。能够有份于这个。
He wanted you to have a part, me to have a part.
他希望你和我都能够有份于这个神迹。
He wasn't putting a burden on the church when he said, "Roll the stone away."
主耶稣当他命令我们说要把石头挪开，并不是为了加重我们重担。
He was giving them a tremendous privilege.
他乃是把这个殊荣啊，要加给教会。
And when he said, "Loose him and let him go."
当他说解开叫他走。
Was it because he couldn't do that himself?
难道说主耶稣不能够把他解开？
We know when Jesus rose from the dead, he came right through his grave clothes.
我们知道主耶稣自己从死里复活的时候，他是从这个绑他的布里面中间直接穿出来的。
Of course, he had a glorified body.
当然那个时候他是有一个荣耀的身体。
But our Lord Jesus had power.
主耶稣有能力。
He could have worked a miracle so Lazarus came dancing out in a tuxedo if he wanted to.
主耶稣能够叫这个拉撒路呢穿着那个三件西服，穿着西装出来。
But he wants his people to have a part.
但是他希望他的百姓呢能够有份于此。
And so he says, "After you have seen me as overcomer."
他是说。当你们看到我是一个得胜者
After you have focused on me as the only object of faith,
当你们注视我成为你们信心的唯一对象的时候
I will teach you what it means to roll the stone away,
我要教导你们怎样能够把石头挪开
and what it means to take the grave clothes off your brother,
怎样能够把在你兄弟身上绑着的布呢解开
Verse 39, please.
请读三十九节。
Remove the stone.
把石头挪开。
Now, if we consider the stone at the grave of our Lord Jesus,
如果我们想到说是在那个主耶稣自己的坟墓的那个石头
，we have a little hint what is meant by the stone.
我们就会知道说这个石头的意义是什么。
What was the message of the rolled away stone?
把石头挪开的意义到底是什么呢
？The stone that was rolled away from Jesus' tomb，
在耶稣基督那个坟墓的那个大石头被挪开的时候
，said good news。
我们说这是一个大好消息
，gospel，
这是一个福音
，hope，
是盼望
，there's life here。
这里面有生命。
Now you remember Mary Magdalene？
你知道那个？马加拉的玛利亚吗
and she saw the stone rolled away
她看到这个石头被滚开
That wasn't good news to her
她对她来讲这不是一个好消息
She misinterpreted the stone
因为她把这个石头的意义想错了
She saw the stone rolled away She said bad news
她看到石头被挪开了她说哎呀这是一个坏消息
Somebody stole his body
因为有人把主耶稣的身体偷掉了
She missed the point of the rolled away stone.
因为她不明白这个石头被挪开的意义。
The rolled away stone means good news.
石头被挪开啊，其实表示好消息。
So now let's bring that to the Lazarus story.
让我们把这个带到这个拉撒路的故事里。
When Jesus gave Mary, Martha, and the other saints the privilege to roll the stone away,
当主耶稣把这个石头挪开的这个殊荣给了这个马大玛利亚和他的其他的信徒的时候
He gave them the privilege to announce good news
乃是给他们一个宣告好消息的权柄。
They're saying something wonderful can happen here.
他们乃是要说这里可以有发生很奇妙的事。
You know, rolling the stone away means nothing.
你知道这个挪开石头可以不并不表示什么。
If Jesus doesn't say Lazarus come forth.
如果主耶稣没有加上一句说拉撒路出来。
We can't give life.
因为我们没办法给人生命。
But we can roll the stone away and say there's possibility here.
但是我们可以把石头挪开跟人家说现在有一个可能。
I'm so glad the Holy Spirit recorded Martha's reluctance.
我实在是感谢圣灵能够把这个马大的这个犹豫把写在这边。
She hesitated because of verse 39.
她有些犹豫是因为这个39节所说的。
Jesus said, remove the stone.
耶稣说把石头挪开。
Martha, the sister of the deceased, said,Lord, by this time there'll be a stench, for he's been dead for 4 days.
那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。”
Martha knew what was behind the stone.
马大知道石头背后的是什么。
She knew in that dark place it was foul.
她知道在那个黑暗里面呢是有臭气熏天的。
There was corruption there.
因为那里有败坏。
There was death there.
因为那里有死亡。
It had a stench.
那有个臭味。
I have felt Martha's hesitation in my life.
我也是经历到马大一样的那个犹豫。
I know Christians or those who profess to be Christians.
我看到有一些称呼自己是基督徒的基督徒。
And to be honest with you, their situation stinks.
但是他们活的光景实在是臭。
Their marriage stinks.
他们的结婚的生活实在是很臭。
Their circumstances stink.
他们住的情况很臭。
They're running with the wrong crowd.
他们的同伴是不对的同伴。
They're addicted to vile habits.
他们有这个恶习，他上瘾。
They're in trouble with the law.
他们这个破坏这个法律。
They're proud and arrogant and full of self.
他们实在是骄傲高傲然后是充满了他们自己。
They claim to be Christians.
但他们说他们自己是基督徒。
But death has such a hold on them.
但是好像是死亡了真是紧紧地抓住了他们。
And God says to me and the church.
今天呢神对我和对着教会说呢。
I want you to announce good news to them.
我要你向他们说好消息。
I want you to roll the stone away.
我要你们把石头挪开。
My natural heart, I want to keep them hidden behind the stone.
按照天然来说呢，我希望说把他们这个留在这个石头的背后。
It's too embarrassing to say this is my brother, this is my sister.
因为我觉得说，如果跟人家说这是我的兄弟，这是我的姊妹的话，我觉得非常难难为情。
I feel like Martha and say, I know good things will happen.In the resurrection at the last day.
我知道这个末日复活的时候呢有好事情会发生。
God has dealt with my heart on this.
神呢亲自用这些经文来对付过我。
I'm ashamed as I testify before you that sometime I'm happy if some Christians don't even show up at my Bible study.
有时候呢我觉得有些基督徒呢最好不要在我查经的时候呢参加我的查经。
I look around and they don't come, I say, oh good.
我有时候在看看他们不在的时候我说哎呀这是好的太好了。
I feel safe around those who love the Lord.
我觉得跟那些爱主的弟兄姊妹在一起的时候我觉得非常的放心。
In my unbelief, I'd rather fellowship with those who are alive in Christ.
我希望说跟那些在主里面是活的那些弟兄姊妹在一起交通。
But it's a step of faith to roll that stone away.
但是呢，把石头挪开呢，是一个信心的一个表现。
And tell that corrupt person Jesus can make a difference here.
就告诉那个败坏的人说，耶稣基督能够改变。
to roll the stone away and expose that stinking carcass to the presence of the Lord.
把那个啊啊石头呢，从这个啊、从这个这个败坏臭气的这个石狮的后面把它挪开。
What a privilege, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的何等大的权柄。
To be able to tell the deadest Christian that you know,
能够向那个死的不能再死的基督徒
，regardless of their corruption,
不管他们有多败坏
，there's hope for you.
在你有希望
，there's good news for you.
这里有一个好消息对你来说
，Christ wants to give you life.
基督要给你生命。
Just so, verse 44.
第44节
The man who had died came forth bound head and foot with wrappings.
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布。
His face was wrapped with a cloth.
脸上裹着手巾。
Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go."
耶稣对他们说，揭开，叫他走。
He not only gives us a privilege to announce good news.
他不但是给我们这个权柄去宣扬好消息
，but he gives the church a part in setting the brother or sister free.
他也让教会有份于使弟兄姊妹的释放。
What's behind those grave clothes?
在那个坟墓的那个布后面是什么呢
？That's your family.
是你自己的家人。
That's a brother or a sister in Christ.
他是你在基督里面的兄弟和姐妹。
That's one that Jesus shed his blood for.
就是也是那位主耶稣流血为他死的那位。
I imagine at that scene, that day,
我在想象说在那个情形里面的那天
when Jesus said,Loose him and let him go.
然后主耶稣说，解开他，叫他走。
How lovingly and how tenderly.
是出于何等的爱，何等的怜悯。
They must have unwrapped their loved one.
他们这是出于很多的很深的很大的怜悯跟爱呢，来慢慢的解开他的捆绑。
If that was your mother.
如果是那是你的母亲
or your father,
或者你的父亲
or your brother or your sister,
或者是你的哥哥或者是姐姐
or one of your children in those grave clothes,
或者是你的一个小孩子在那个死尸的包裹的里面
and Jesus said, now go unwrap them and let them go.
主耶稣对你说去把它解开让它走
Where would you start?
你从哪里开始呢
Would you first unwrap the face?
你先从他的脸开始吗
？I asked Lillian how would they do that?
我问我的姊妹 Lillian 说他们怎么弄
？Maybe took one of the strands like a top and just.
他说可能是像就是拿一就是找一根线然后呢就一拉。
I don't think so.
我想不是这样子的。
How tenderly.God allowed them to let him see again.
是非常满了柔情的，慢慢的把它解开，让他们能够看见。
And he used the church to let him hear again.
是用教会呢，使他能够再一次能够听见。
And he used the church to allow him to speak again.
用教会呢，使他能够再一次能够开口说话。
And he used the church to untie the hands that could serve again.
用教会呢，把他的双手呢，能解开，使他能够再次能够服侍。
And unwrap the feet that could follow the Lord.
然后把他脚的捆绑也解开，使他能够跟着主走路。
What a labor of love!
这是爱的劳苦。
Now the church doesn't give life to Lazarus.
教会呢，没有把生命给拉撒路。
But they have the privilege to release life.
但是呢，教会有这个权柄呢，能够使生命得到解脱。
It's the life of Jesus，
因为这是基督的生命。
But we have a part in helping that brother after he comes out of the grave。
我们那个有权柄能够帮助他 解开那个捆绑，解使生命能够流出来。
To live in liberty.
他能够活在那个自由里。
If you stand back and look at the chapter.
如果你往后退一下，然后再次看一下这章经文。
What part does the church have?
教会所有份的是哪些呢？
You know somebody perhaps that doesn't know Jesus as their life.
你可能知道有些人不晓得是基督就是他们的生命。
What's your ministry to them?
你的服事是什么呢？
Three things.
你对他们服事呢，就是三件事情。
You pray and say, Lord, he whom you love is sick.
你跟主说，主啊，你所爱的呢，病了。
And then by faith, you roll the stone away and you say, God can do something here.
然后借着信心呢，你把石头挪开，然后说，神啊，你能够改变这个情形。
And as they begin then to fellowship with the believers, you help them see, help them hear, help them speak.
然后呢，当他们能够在聚会里面和弟兄姊妹交通的时候，你帮助他们能够使他们能够看见，使他们能够听见。
Very tenderly, the body must help them to live a risen life.
用极大的温柔呢，你能够帮助他们来重新的活出生命来。
As we get ready to close, let's look at Lazarus for a moment.
让我们快结束的时候，来我们看看这个拉撒路自己本身。
In the first miracle, they sat up and they spoke.
在第一个神迹里面呢，看到死人坐起来了，并且说话。
That's how it began.
那这是开始。
In the second miracle, we're holding Jesus' hand, obeying supernaturally.
我们呢，第二个神迹呢，我们看到我们被主的手握住，然后我们能够靠着神的大能顺服。
And we're hungering for more.
并且呢，我们里面有这个饥渴的心。
Now, how does Lazarus give us the final picture?
然后我们看到这个拉撒路怎样告诉我们一个最后一个图画。
The only time Lazarus is mentioned again after this story.
在这个故事以后，唯一出现的一次是在哪里呢？
Is in John chapter 12. I'll ask you to turn there.
那拉撒路出现的唯一的地方是在约翰福音第十二章，请你翻到那里。
Verse 1 and 2, please.
第一节，第二节。
Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover,
月节前六日，耶稣
came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus raised from the dead.
来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之地方。
They made him a supper there, and Martha was serving.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候。
But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him.
拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
And then verse 9.
第九节
The large crowd of Jews then learned that he was there.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里。
And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they also might see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead.
就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。
But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also.
但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了。
Because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus.
因为有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
That's the only record we have of Lazarus.
我们就是唯一记载拉撒路的地方。
He never says a word.
他从来没有说过一句话。
He just shows up.
他就是在那里。
I guess if you come out of a grave, all you have to do is show up.
你如果从坟墓出来的话，你可能做的，你所能做的就是在那里。
He was an attraction.
他因为他自己本身就变成一个吸引力。
People came just to see this one who was raised from the dead.
因为很多人来看，就是要看这从死里复活的人。
I think what we have here illustrates 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们所看到的这里是在那个哥林多后书第二章所说的那一段经文。
Second Corinthians says that Christians are a fragrance of Christ to God.
因为说到基督徒是基督的馨香之气。
That's a different fragrance than he used to have.
就是你以前所没有的香气。
And everyone is smelling that fragrance.
每个人都闻到那个香气。
Some are believing.
有些人呢相信了。
And some want to kill him.
有些人呢闻到以后想要杀。
What's the final principle that Lazarus illustrates?
我们看到拉撒路所表明的原则是什么呢？
I believe it's this, since Lazarus just shows up.
我相信因为是这个，因为拉撒路呢只是把他自己坐在那里而已。
He's just living.
他就是活着。
We make the Christian life so difficult.
我们把基督徒的生活呢弄得太困难了。
We make it so complicated.
我们把基督徒的生活呢当作非常太复杂了。
All God has ever wanted from you
神所要我们的事
is that you be you
就是你呢就是你自己
and that you let God be God
然后呢让神呢
Stay out of the Godhead.
不要去拦住神。
You don't need to help the Lord do anything.
你不需要帮助神做任何事情。
Lazarus is now because of the body.
因着身体中间彼此服侍的缘故, 现在拉撒路,
He's now free to be himself.
他现在呢就能够很自由自在地做他自己。
He just lives and he's a testimony.
他就是这样活着，他活着就是一个见证。
You want to know the risen life?
你要知道什么叫做复活的生命吗？
It begins with just sitting up and asking questions.
那是从坐起来并且问很多的问题开始。
It continues by walking with the Lord and learning how to obey.
那继续呢来认识主并且认识怎样来顺服主。
Hungering after Christ in this book.
并且呢，从这个圣经里面呢，来渴慕，来认识主。
How does it end?
然后怎样结束呢？
It ends by being free to be who you are in Christ.
那是在基督里的能够享受那自由，享受你自己。
As we come to the end of this weekend, let me close with one final verse.
让我们在结束以前呢，我们以这个一节经文来结束。
These were Martha's words to her sister Mary.
这是马大对她妹妹玛利亚所说的话。
Verse 28, please.
在十一章的第28节。
When she had said this, she went away and called Mary her sister.
马大说了这些话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚。
Saying secretly, the teacher is here and is calling for you.
夫子来了，叫你。
The teacher is here and is calling for you.
夫子来了，叫你。
If you read the context, calling to what?
你如果读上下文的话， 到底叫他什么呢?
Calling to the person of the Lord Jesus.
他是要叫他到耶稣基督面前。
And the truth of the resurrection life.
并且呢，叫他能够经历复活生命。
So I'll end that way.
所以我呢，就这样子来结束这次讲道。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Young people.
还有年轻人。
The teacher is here.
夫子在这里,
and he's calling for you.
他来叫你,
he's calling you to himself.
叫你到他的身边,
and to the truth of the risen life.
并且叫你经历复活的生活。
We read that Mary jumped up quickly and ran to him.
我们读到说玛利亚听到以后她就跳起来然后跑到主耶稣那边。
May God enable you to jump up quickly and run to him.
但愿主能够使你能够跳起来然后跑到主耶稣那边。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
父啊，为着你的话，我们实在是感谢你。
Thank you for allowing us, the church, to have a part in this life.
谢谢你叫我们就是教会有份于这个复活的生命。
Show yourself as overcomer.
哦，启示你自己成为我们的得胜者。
Teach us how to focus on Christ alone.
教导我们如何能够定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Grace us with the faith to roll the stone away and announce good news.
借着你的恩典，让我们能够借着信，能够把石头挪开，能够宣告这个好消息。
Give us compassion as we unwrap our dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
把怜悯的心赐给我们，当我们能够为我们的弟兄解开那捆绑他们的。
Teach us the risen life.
教导我们复活的生命。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。Amen.
Thank you.